You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Gunjan Bharadwaj, the founder and CEO of InnoPlexus, a company that uses AI and big data to make drug development faster and drug prices less expensive. Sounds good to me. And Mr. Bharadwaj, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric's pleasure is all mine. Thanks for inviting me.
And you're more than welcome, and great to have you out today. So if you would, tell us the story of how you founded InnoPlexus. What opportunity did you identify, and how did you position yourself to take advantage of that opportunity?
So I worked in consulting. I worked for EY and the Boston Consulting Group. In around 2010, one of my mentors, my close friend, and my first boss, he called me one late evening and informed me that he was diagnosed with cancer. A lot of days subsequent to that were spent in a hospital close to Frankfurt. And for the first time, I saw close by what hopelessness and helplessness for a patient, but also his or her family means. And at that point in time, when you are completely left to trust a doctor, a physician, the question came to my mind was, if there could be a system wherein a patient could throw all his or her data and the system could tell you what are the alternative therapies, if there are studies taking place, where you could take part in clinical studies, where are those centers, and who could be the key opinion leaders you could ask a second opinion to. And that was the start. And I spent some time talking to certain not-for-profit institutes, research institutes, and eventually founded InnoPlexus in 2011. We clearly set ourselves in a direction to first set up a generic AI platform crawling all the digital life science universe in at one place and completely automating the manual annotation process. And secondly, once we had done that, to build a number of applications that would provide context-aware insights for specific use cases.
And certainly do appreciate your sharing some of that backstory with us. Now, tell us, what is the role of AI and big data in pharma today, and what problems are these technologies solving?
So there are three kinds of problems that you look at in pharma that AI can solve. The first bit is getting all of the data landscape harmonized in a way that you can analyze all of this data. The entire enterprise data landscape is scattered all over the place in terms of different data formats, different data sources, and also regulations and internal compliance requirements mandate that you don't share or make certain data sets openly available, even inside the enterprise. There are various different levels of access control. The second element is data normalization or contextualization. Unless you have the external data all normalized together at one place, how would you find a frame of reference for your internal data? For research and development, for instance, if you do experiments, you need a frame of reference if you are to normalize your internal R&D data in terms of external data. And third, the aspect wherein you want to have large training data sets to solve challenges in drug discovery. And there you would have your internal data sets, but you would like to have access to data sets, for instance, biomarker assays, etc., from other research organizations you collaborate with, in order to create a larger training data set. Once you have larger training data sets, you could get a better predictive capability to do analytics, to predict biomarkers, but also more on the business side, on some of the commercial aspects of business, to understand how you could proactively intervene in the markets. So it's all about, instead of driving a car, looking at the rear view mirror, being reactive, you look straight outside of the windshield. And AI makes it happen, bringing in all of that data together in your cockpit, providing you a frame of reference, as well as a predictive ability, not just in the drug development, drug discovery process, but also in the commercial aspects of your business.
Yeah, quite informative, and thanks for that as well. Now, you recently announced a new InnoPlexus blockchain product. Tell us about the product and about what drove your decision to enter the blockchain space as well.
Thanks, Eric. It's something close to our heart, and we all are super excited about it. Whenever we talk about blockchain, whenever we read about blockchain, it's a lot about cryptocurrencies. There is a lot of hype around ICOs and cryptocurrencies being talked all over. The most fundamental ethos of blockchain utility is in creating trust. So our original iPlexus platform covers the entire digital life science universe. So everything that's published and is out there in the digital universe, be it scientific congresses, publications, clinical trial registries, company websites, regulatory bodies, hospitals, experimental data, grants data, patents, etc., all of that we crawl and extract in real time, and we make it accessible and searchable to different stakeholders. But there are three fundamental challenges which you can't solve if you're just accessing published data. What about unpublished data related to failed experiments? So if you are in drug discovery, if you are doing research, there are three institutions trying to do the same experiment, which already one institution has failed. You create a lot of innovation inefficiency in the drug discovery process. And there are very few initiatives that kind of support sharing data related to failed experiments. So this is one. Second, sharing data related to successful experiments. In science, everybody wants to publish first. It's all about publishing in high impact factor journals. It's not about sharing data. And of course, why would you share data if you would fear somebody else would publish using your data first? So we have created a proprietary technology stack that involves both blockchain and artificial intelligence, wherein if you are a research institute, you can extract the metadata, information related to your experiments, at the push of a button, That metadata is rendered searchable in a blockchain on the iPlexus platform. And if another researcher, pharmaceutical company, biotech or biopharma thinks that that data might be useful for him or her, he or she can post a request. And if you, as the owner of that data, have full control, think that it might be useful to share that data, you can share that data for a consideration. Also, this transaction is recorded in blockchain. Hence, with this new launch, we are making both published and unpublished data searchable on the iPlexus platform in a fully secured way. And because blockchain provides an immutable register, the concerns related to IP are all resolved. Because if you do an experiment, you can broadcast to the entire universe that you are the first one to do that experiment, specific metadata or details, and sharing of data or not sharing of data, deleting what is shared, it's all 100% under your control. By doing this, we are taking away the 18 to 24 months of time period where science waits for getting published in top peer-reviewed journals. You share information related to failed experiments, removing inefficiencies. Your failed experiment can be a real option for others. And C, by providing incentives to share data, you are making data the real currency in drug discovery rather than scientific publications.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Gunjan Bhardwaj, the founder and CEO of InnoPlexus, a company that uses AI and big data to make drug development faster and drug prices less expensive, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Bhardwaj, how can entrepreneurs who are working with cutting-edge technologies like AI and blockchain get beyond the hype of these technologies to add tangible value?
And not looking at crazy problems that you want to solve because you are interested in a domain or you love technology. What is really important is to have a purpose. For me and for my co-founder, the purpose has always been, as the late Steve Jobs said, to create a dent in the universe. Can we create hope? Can we bring light in the dark reality of, or a dark context of, a patient who has just learned that he has been diagnosed with a difficult disease, or for his or her family members? And if you could relate to that purpose and you really work towards it, I think and I truly believe everything falls into place. So making a business big, creating a new technology to solve a problem that has not been solved, I think beyond that, what really makes a difference is to be really, really clear on the purpose, why you want to start a business.
Also, what opportunities for continued innovation do you see in the pharma space and healthcare over the next 3 to 5 years?
This is the golden age of pharma and life science in general. People have been cribbing and complaining about the data privacy. People have been cribbing about the acceptance of new technology, such as AI, in a pharma or in life science sector, which have been quite traditional in a sense. And it's all changing. With blockchain, you can embrace data privacy and data protection. People are talking about the new third wave of AI with artificial general intelligence systems that would throw hypotheses and validate or invalidate them at the same time. You are seeing new initiatives in AI, in digital, by big pharma companies, more and more data sets that have been traditionally, even in science, analog in nature, are becoming more and more digital, right from lab books. So there is so much of innovation happening, and there is so much more to do. But I believe the fundamentals to drive disruption have changed now. And from now to for the next 2 to 3 years, I believe it's the golden age of innovation in life science, especially for companies that are open to AI and blockchain.
Well, Mr. Bhardwaj, we certainly appreciate your time and for the insight and information shared here today. Much appreciated. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Need science. The incentive cannot be publishing more in high-impact journals. Need big pharma. The incentive cannot be having 100 basis points more of an EBIT margin. The purpose and the goal for be it research institutions, be it businesses, should always be to bring better healthcare outcomes for the patient. Because health is closest to our pursuit of happiness, and pursuit of happiness is a fundamental right for all human beings.
It most certainly is, and we again thank you for those final words and for your time today. Where can listeners get all the details on InnoPlexus and be in contact as needed?
InnoPlexus, InnoPlexus.com.
Again, Mr. Bhardwaj, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best, and again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was wonderful chatting to you.
It certainly was, and I say let's do it again. We've been speaking with Gunjan Bhardwaj, the founder and CEO of InnoPlexus, a company that uses AI and big data to make drug development faster and drug prices less expensive. And for further details, visit InnoPlexus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.